see my pretty little girl when the sun goes down.
I can't live without you, but let you know before I go that I care very little about you.
I got one here. Yeah. All right, here. Every time I go down that road, it looks so dark and cloudy. Yeah. Every time I see that gal, she always tells me howdy. You think I ought to? Coffee grows on white oak trees, the river flows with brandy, rocks on a hillside covered with gold, and the girl's all sweeter than candy.
Fire on my pretty little miss, fire on my baby, fire on my pretty little miss, you almost drive me crazy.
Ah, that was nice singing, boys and girls. Don't you think so, Dusty, old pal?
Dusty isn't here yet, Johnny. Looks like we're shy one master of ceremonies tonight.
No master of ceremonies?
No.
But I'm supposed to sing a song next. How in the heck am I going to get into it?
Well, why don't you sing Old Man River and fall into it?
Everybody wants to be a comedian.
Oh, you tell me that you love me. Yes, you tell me that you care. That tomorrow we'll be married, but tomorrow's never there. Oh, tomorrow never comes, no, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes. Many weeks now have I waited, many long nights have I cried, just to see that happy morning when I'd have you by my side. But tomorrow never comes, no, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes.
Well, thank you, Sally.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard you sing.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, I've sung lots of songs.
You have?
Some people even say my voice is very rich.
Well, then why don't you let it retire?
Why, hello there, Cliffy. Say, where's Dusty?
I don't know, Sally. He ain't showed up yet.
That's right. We got no MC to introduce your song.
Oh, well, Cliffy, I don't need anybody to introduce my song. I just call the plainsman and start to sing like this.
Just like old times, you were here last night. Gone was all worry and care. When I awoke, I knew then that I had dreamed of an old love affair.
Well, Sally. Say, Cliffy, have you seen Dusty yet?
Not yet, Johnny. Looks like it's up to one of us.
Say, that's an idea. Let you and me be the master of ceremonies.
Oh, whoever heard of a show having two masters of ceremonies?
What about Georgia?
Those are governors.
Well, look, if you won't help me, I'll do it myself. Hey, Plainsman.
Yeah, Johnny?
We can't find our MC. Have any of you boys seen him?
No, I haven't seen him.
Me neither.
Are you boys looking for Dusty King or just to announce this show?
Yes, we are. Have you seen him?
Seen who?
Dusty King.
Well, what's his name?
I just told you.
I just told you?
Yes.
Say, that's a beautiful name.
Andy, will you boys please sing something and stop all this messing around?
Way down in Columbus, Georgia, wanna be back in Tennessee. Way down in Columbus, stalking friends that turn their backs on me. Go and leave me if you want to. Never let me cross your mind. In your heart, you love another.
Cliffy, what's going on here?
Oh, well, hiya, Jimmy.
Jimmy, we're short on MCs tonight. Do you know where Dusty is?
Sure I do. His studio called him away on location for a picture.
Well, why didn't he tell us?
He told me to tell you.
So why didn't you tell us?
I just did.
Well, in that case, I think I'll sing a song.
Yeah, why don't you sing Old Man River and fall in?
Old Man River? Say, boys, that reminds me. It's time for Jack River's guitar solo.
Now, I see what you did, Johnny Bonnie.
If Dusty's on a picture, that means he'll be gone a long time, don't it?
Yeah, I guess it does, Johnny. Why?
Well, that means that I can be the new MC if I want to, don't it?
No, you don't, Johnny Bond. I'll be the new MC.
Sorry, boys. That's all been taken care of.
What?
Yeah, who's going to be it? You?
No, not me. I've got pictures to make, too, you know. The new MC of this show is going to be chosen right here tonight.
You mean by election? Hot dog, I'm going out and write my campaign speech right now.
Johnny Bond, you come back.
Come on. Well, kind of looks like I'm stranded here all alone with nothing between me and this mic but just a little old song. Here it is.
Rose of the Rockies, you're the sweetest flower I know. Little Rose of the Rockies, In your eyes, western skies are aglow. Though the roses may fade with the dawn like the mountain, my love will go on, little rose of the Rockies. You're the one rose that's left in my heart. The roses may fade with the dawn like the mountain. My love will go on, little rose of the Rockies. Heaven knows you're the rose in my heart. You're the one rose left in my heart.
Thank you very much, friend. Thank you very much. Plainsman, you all set to go here, boy?
Okay, Jimmy.
All right, let's have the old oaken bucket.
The old oaken bucket, the iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket, and it don't hold no water no more. There's a hole in the old oaken bucket, and through it the water does pour. Oh, it was the best pail in the Ozark, with nary a defect or flaw. But that hole in the old oaken bucket was put there when Ma shot it fall.
Oh, my pa, he were fur too romantic. He were bound to just come to some ill. And the one thing that nigh drove him frantic were the widder that lived on the hill.
Oh, he thought it were right fur to help her to the well by the old water mill, just to carry her own oaken bucket. 'Cause my pa's name were Jack, her name were Jill.
Now my pa didn't think that no reason for my poor pappy's carrying on. And she said,
"You're a lion, sure is sneezing. 'Cause your name ain't Jack, it were John."
And my pa told my pappy to get up
and at 'em
and act like all true mountain men
should act like.
So when pappy were able to sit up
and at 'em,
my ma pulled the trigger again.
She shot again.
Oh, I guess there's no use in denying the end of my bucket has came. But there'd not be no hole in the bucket
if Ma had a took a better aim.
We'll be back in 30 seconds over CBS Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.
Did you chew your Adam's cold?
That I did, that I did.
Did it take your breath away?
That it did, that it did.
That's the gum that you'll enjoy. Guess you're now all set, my boy.
Hey, hey, I'm on my way with Adam's clove gum.
I thought you were writing a campaign speech. I don't have to. Since Dusty got tied up and gave me here, and since Dusty was my mother's uncle's brother's great-grandfather's mother-in-law, that leaves me next in line for the governorship. I mean, master of ceremonies.
Sorry, Johnny, that won't work in this case. I'd suggest you finish that campaign speech.
Okay, I'm off.
Hey, Jimmy, when are we going to have that song, huh?
Right now, Cliffy, and here's Miss Sally Foster to sing it for you.
Hello.
bumpin', jumpin', joltin' all the way. My horse is fat and his face is sore. His ears are bent from weariness and war. Rock me to sleep in my saddle. Rockin', rockin', rocking all the day. My horse is tired and his pace is slow. His ears are bent from weariness and woe. Rock me to sleep. Rockin', rockin' all the day.
Oh, mighty nice, Sally. Mighty nice there, honey.
Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy. Say, is it true we're going to have to vote on a new MC tonight?
Well, that's what Johnny Bond thinks, Sally. But really, we're going to draw names out of a hat. I've got everybody's name written down on some slips of paper. Now all I need is a hat. Hey, Charlie Morgan.
Did I hear somebody called Charlie Morgan?
Yes, have you seen him?
I've been looking high for and low for that guy. No place.
But you're Charlie Morgan, and I want to borrow your hat.
Okay, but be careful with it. I'm darn solemn about this hat.
Say, how about you and the plainsman doing a number for us while I get the drawing ready, okay?
Yes,
sir. Take it away, boys. thank you, plainsman. And now, folks...
Step aside, everybody. I have at this moment got something to say.
All right, Johnny, what is it?
Well, I wish to announce myself, Jonathan Q. Bond, to be candidate for the office of Master of Ceremonies on this show. Have you elected anybody yet?
No, not yet.
Good. After I make my speech, everybody else will drop out of the running.
Well, maybe so, but let's hear your speech, Johnny.
Okay, let me see if I'm in tune here. Yes, very good, Jim. Now, ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. I want you to listen to me. We're gonna have an election tonight. We're voting on a new MC. Now, I ain't trying to tell you how to cast your vote, but before you vote, take note. Won't you cast your vote for me? I'm the man to be the new MC. I'm honest, courageous, I'm tough and I'm brave. I'll make crooked politicians turn over in their grave. Now I'll help you to get rid of your old battle axes, and then I'll help you lower your high income taxes. We'll all ride around in big Cadillacs if you'll cast your vote for me. Now won't you cast your vote for me? I'm the man for the job, you see. I'll abolish inflation throughout this whole nation, and I'll promise that kissing will never be rationed. Now I'll fix it so when you go to the store, you'll take just $5 and come home with $4. I'll even make Richard open the door if you'll cast your vote for me.
Yeah, that's some campaigning, all right, Johnny.
Well, you darn tootin' it is. And now let's get started with the voting.
Voting? Who
yeah.
said anything about voting?
You did. You said we was going to elect a new MC tonight.
I never said any such thing. I said a new MC was going to be chosen tonight, and that's exactly what's going to happen right now.
Well, of all the...
Quiet, Johnny. Now, your name is in the hat, along with the names of all the rest, here on the Hollywood Barn Dance. Merle Travis.
Yo, Jimmy.
Come over here, son, and pull out one of these slips of paper.
Grab that pink one, Merle. My slip is pink.
Why, Cliffy, I didn't even know you wore one. Let's see now. Let me see. Well, let's see. There's a look that looks like a lucky one.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Open it up. All right. It's the name that's on it.
Let's see. Oh, good man. This says Merle Travis. That's my name.
Hey, frame up! Frame up! Frame up!
Well, what happens? What I win? A new car or something?
Not on your life, son. Folks, I want you to meet your new master of ceremonies for the Hollywood Barn Dance at this very minute, Merle Travis.
Just a minute. I declare this appointment to be illegal, null, and void. I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. I'll set myself up as a dictator. I'll call out the Army. I'll call out the Navy.
Grab him, boys! Get him out of here! Take him
out! Ladies and gentlemen, since Merle Travis has made the fastest stride in the shortest time, being voted by Billboard magazine as the number 3 most popular folk singer on phonograph records, and he's only been making records for about a year, it's given him a great honor, or given me a great honor and a privilege to be the one to appoint him to the job of Master of Ceremonies to the Hollywood Barn Dance. Take it, sonny boy.
Thank you. Doggone, thank you, Jimmy Wakely, and thank you folks a whole lot. I want to thank everybody that helped me out with this little appointment. I ain't so good at making speeches, but I'll just skip them things right now and kind of go to work. Jimmy Wakely, I think the first thing that I'll do as Master of Ceremonies of the Hollywood Barn Dance is put you to doing a little work. How about singing one of them pretty ballads of yours, huh?
Well, you're the boss, pal, and here it is. Each minute seems a million years.
I have no record now of time, for you are always on my mind. I think of you both night and day, each hour, each minute you're away. Was it days or years since you left? Oh, how many hours now have passed. I know I've shed 10,000 each minute seems a million years. Each night I go to bed and then I pray that you come back again. When sleep won't come to drown my tears, each minute seems a million years till I'm back within your arms again. And until I find the night to end, the time I wait for you, my dear, each minute seems a million years.
Thank you a whole lot. That was a mighty fine song sung by a fella that's one of my favorite movie stars, Jimmy Wakely. And now we're going to have...
Merle.
Yeah, Sally?
Well, I'd like to be the very first to congratulate you on your new job. And I just want you to know that every one of us are all back of you 100%.
Well, thank you, Sally.
How about that, gang?
You know, I'm going to need an awful lot of help from every one of you, believe me.
Well, now, just because you're our new MC doesn't mean that you're going to get out of doing some work around here, Merle Travis. So how about you grabbing that guitar and getting busy?
Well, if that'll suit you, Sally, I'll do it.
Thank you.
If I can get Slim Duncan to come up and play the part of John Boland, we'll sing a little song about Mr. John Boland himself.
Way up in Todd County, John Boland was born. His shoes was worn out and his britches was torn. The end of his nose nearly touched his chin.
Now ain't I the beauty,
said John Boland. John Boland, he had him no shoes to wear. He took him a sheepskin and made him a pair. Put the woolly side out
and the smooth side in.
Well, they're cool in the summer,
said John Bolin. John Bolin owned nothing except an old horse. And he said, what I need is a woman to boss.
To love and obey me through thick and through thin. I'm going a-courting,
said John Bolin. You're sure the romantic type, Johnny? He went to a house at the east of Provo, and he hooked up his horse, and he hollered,
hello!
Get down, John Bolin. I bid you come in.
Well, I've come here a-courting,
said John Bolin. Now come in, John Bolin. You're a most welcome guest. Take which of my daughters you're liking the best.
Well, I'll take one for love, and I'll take one for kin, and I'll marry them both,
said John Bolin. That night at the party, there was plenty to drink. John Bolin drunk 2 quarts of cider, I think. He finished the third one, and he wiped off his chin.
Look, I don't even feel it,
said John Bolin. John Bolin, he moved to an old holler tree, and there very peaceful and contented lived he. The rain, it did fall, and the blizzard blowed in.
Well, you all heard of the tune, No Vacancy.
Said John Bolin. John Bolin, his wife, and his wife, Pap, they walked all the way to Cumberland Gap. Well, the foot log, it broke, and they all three fell in.
I'm the first one to the bottom,
said John Bolin.
Well, it looks like it, folks. Yes, sir, we're kind of proud of our little... excuse me. Kind of proud of our little shindig known as the Hollywood Barnes. We want you to join us here again next Saturday night and have the kind of fun that you won't regret on Sunday morning. We'll see you again next Saturday night at the same time, 10:15 here in Hollywood. This is Merle Travis saying good night for the whole Barn Dance gang.
This is PBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is PBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.